Noel, as always, delighted to have you. And well, Tyrone starting off again, and I suppose one feels after the McKenna Cup that in a good position again. But I suppose we've been down that road before for the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, I suppose five McKenna Cups in a row, Tom. You look back at it, remember last year talking to Mickey Hart after they had won the title, and said to him, you know, Mickey, realistically, this won't count for much for when we play Monaghan next week. And he agreed that beating Monaghan in the National League was the most important thing. Unfortunately, from Tyrone's point of view, they lost that first match, and I think it sort of signalled problems and challenges for the season ahead in terms of the National League. And I think a similar situation last week. They had a great, very, very exciting game against Derry, but all that's in the past, and what really matters now is the 2 points against Cavan.
I suppose the one thing we have to say about Mickey Hart is that he's certainly a quick learner, and he will have learned from that, and he'll be on guard, I'm sure, because that was a big gunk last year when Monaghan came and whipped us.
You know, because it identified problem areas that the team had, and it really did, you know, the focus was sharpened considerably after it. But the problem areas that were identified, took a while to be addressed, and I think it was the influx of the under-21s, that sort of fresh blood that came in, and that bit of pace that we needed in the forward line, that made a difference. I thought we were a bit one-dimensional, and Monaghan exposed that, and our over-reliance on Matty Donnelly and Sean Cavan in the forward line was exposed, and it was only whenever the likes of Conor Myler and Mark Bradley and those guys came in that Tyrone found themselves with options, Tom. And as you say, Mickey Hart, quick learner. He's given plenty of fellas their opportunities and their chances this year in the McKenna Cup. And looking at the team that he selected for the opening clash, he has decided that those who are playing well are getting the jerseys.
Would it be fair to say that there's grounds for more optimism maybe this year than there was in any of the last four after the last four McKenna Cup campaigns?
Well, the funny thing about Tyrone supporters, they're eternally optimistic. You know, that's one of the things about them, you know. And many of them that you talk to when they watch Tyrone play, you know, they feel that they're well capable of competing at the highest level. And I suppose that may be true. But if the truth be told, Tom, and I think, you know, over the last number of years, there were certain players who were getting to the end of their careers, and it was taking a wee while for the younger players, and there was a certain amount of learning and weeding out on one thing and another. But I would agree with you up to a point. You know, there is certainly a more optimistic look about our Tyrone supporters presently. But I think at the same time, we have seen one or two false dawns in the recent past. And I think most supporters are looking at the Championship clash and nothing else. The National League, the truth is this, if Tyrone didn't get a Division 2, it would count for nothing if we had a good run in the Ulster Championship, because it's been a while since we've competed at the highest level in Ulster. And I think Donegal in the last number of years have been a team that have shown us the way, and we feel we need to get back to competing successfully at Ulster before we can worry about anything else.
Talk to me about the players that have shown up, the new faces that have shown up in the McKenna Cup.
Well, interestingly, Mickey's given four debuts to players, and Niall Sludden, and anybody who's watched club football, I think I've mentioned to you before, Niall Sludden, Lamore. Niall Sludden's an absolutely wonderful footballer. He's a class act, and he can play anywhere, I would feel, from 5 right through to 12, you know. Possibly the midfield might be a challenge for him, but if he was asked to play it, he would certainly have a go at it. But he's been one of the players who has, you know, come into the panel. Everybody knows the quality that he has, everybody knows the talent that he had, and he's certainly one for the future. Cathal McShane, as I say, was a part of that under-21 team last year. He scored the goal that really lifted the team against Tipperary in the All-Ireland final, but he was absolutely brilliant, outstanding for the under-21s in last year's campaign. Conor Myler, another graduate from that school, you know, Myler's been a player who we watched over the years. He's a redhead. He's fiery by nature, but he has some engine on Tom. And when he plays football and when he's on song, he's great to watch and hard to stop. And as I say, Mark Bradley, as you know, another player who's been there before, is one who's going to be, you know, he's going to be very, very important to the future of Tyrone football. But as I say, McShane coming in, Lee Brennan, another player with huge potential. and Paddy Hampsey defensively, another player who's one for the future. So, you know, Mickey Hart this year has four or five new guys coming in into the panel who are all staking a claim, who all have looked, certainly haven't looked at the place in terms of the McKenna Cup. But this is a bigger challenge. This is a new dawn, so to speak. It's an opportunity, certainly, for players to show what they're capable of. But whether they're capable or not of producing at the highest level, that still remains to be seen.
Tell me, looking at the team selection, is this a case of where Mickey is picking on the players that have shown the form, or is it a case where he's maybe still trying out a few things and still maybe experimenting to a little degree?
I think actually both things, Tom, you know, because if we looked at last week or the last 2 weeks, Conor Maynor against Fermanagh didn't have the best of games, was taken off at half-time. He came on last week at half-time against Derry and totally turned the game. He was absolutely brilliant. The difference, I would have said, in the two performances were against Fermanagh, he was tended to go across the pitch when he had the ball. Against Derry, he went straight down the field, and I think that gave us impetus and asked questions of the Derry team. Cathal McShane last week wasn't particularly impressive. Having started against Derry, he was taken off and got back on as a sub, and then he really did hit form. So I suppose Mickey has looked at those two players in particular and thought, right, these guys have answered the call. Niall Sludden was the same. He came on against Derry and had a huge influence in the game. So those three players have been rewarded for outstanding performances, you know, and I think that, you know, that's an indicator that Mickey is taking form into question, you know, or consideration. But you have to say that he's also looking further down the line, and he wants to give these players experience. I would say he'll not say this, but I would feel that he has enough in terms of the quality of the opposition. He's taken that into consideration as well, and feels that these players will gain the experience, the required experience, and the opportunities they'll be given against the likes of Cavan and that. And he thinks that he has enough in reserve too, if need be, to come on and win those games.
Cavan, as good as Monaghan.
Well, I don't know. I thought Monaghan last year, as they showed, are themselves and Donegal are still, I would feel, the top two teams in Ulster. They certainly were last year, and they showed that they're a team, but this time of the year, you know, they'll be hard to beat. We know what Cavan bring. Cavan have been very, very impressive. They've been building there, that under 21 success. You know, Cavan won't fear coming down to play Tyrone. They know that, first of all, what they're going to get from Tyrone in terms of commitment, in terms of quality. But they also know they have plenty of quality and commitment themselves. They have a certain pattern of play, and if they can get that established and ask questions of Tyrone on a slippy, wet pitch, well, who knows? I'll tell you one thing. I would imagine that it'll be a whole lot closer than some Tyrone supporters are expecting. You know, some are talking about a fairly straightforward victory. I don't see that. I think Cavan are a good, proud team. They've always been that. They'll come down tomorrow, and they'll show that they certainly are well enough capable of causing problems in Division 2 and probably further on in the season ahead.
Having said that, you're expecting a Tyrone win?
Well, I'm hoping for a Tyrone win, Tom, because I think it's very important if we're serious about making or returning to Division 1 football. I think we need to get 2 points on the table tomorrow.